essentially, this is the introduction to the Youth Voice, the platform, overall podcast I plan on using to spread out ideas that I believe, or others might believe as well, strictly, that aren't spoken about enough. For example, one of the main things that is going around a lot that everyone is dealing with, but probably refuses to speak of on their own path, is clearly mental health, right? I go through it, family, friends go through it. Everyone has their fair share of it at some point in life. And currently, that's one of the main things that we just don't want to trust as much as I feel like we should. Granted, obviously, of course, there's programs, foundations, people out there to help in that honing on the idea. But even then, it can use a much greater voice than just one people or just one group. Now, for the overall point, other than just mental health awareness and all that other stuff, it's meant for like things that we don't often speak of but are currently happening. I'll list a few ideas I plan on getting on at other videos. For example, the lack of parental acknowledgement, strictly just parents not acknowledging what their own children are probably doing and getting into, or not taking accountability for their lack of responsibility in their child's life and owning the mistakes that they made that now impact their children, or even the children's lack of accountability in their own mistakes. I have a fair share of my own, have a fair share of experiences of what I've seen. You know, the simple things that we know are current and very relevant, but are also very under the surface because we don't acknowledge them the way we should be. For other instances, you have the differences between friends and family. I'm the kind of person that puts a lot of value in friendship. Not saying I don't family, because family means a bunch of things to different people. But essentially, friends, they go a long way. I feel like every family member has their own bridge. And half the time, they may not meet you on a particular bridge, or at some point it just ends. And you might not know why. You might never rebuild that bridge, but it just ends at a certain point. And it's only so far many of those bridges between you and a family member go. For me, friendship is very valuable, as well as other relationships in my life. That's something I feel like people need to understand the difference of, because some people may take offense to that, right? Some people may not understand the value of friendship because they don't have a lot of real people in their life to show you what a friendship is, because it does hold a lot more meaning, and especially in today's age, probably a lot more meaning than family may. And lastly, I'll give you another example of something that we should address a little more. We all know it, how social media impacts people's views and emotions way more than it needs to. If you feel like social media is impacting the way you live day to day, it's not benefiting you, it's not teaching you anything, it's not giving you something to be passionate about, other than just the entertainment, it's not much. And now with the way entertainment is going currently, a lot of stuff is, as the word is, brain rot. It's not beneficial, it's not helping you, it's not gaining you anything, you're not getting anything from it, it's just there. And it's just corrupting your mind, just throwing a bunch of stuff in it that you clearly don't need. I mean, I'll find it funny, I'll be honest, I'll be vague, like I said. Not vague, stupid. But yes, I'll be very honest, I'll be very transparent, I'll be very clear. I watch that stuff, can't lie. I open up TikTok, I take a bunch of scrolls, it's gonna be some BS. As I scroll, it's gonna be a lot of BS. In the moment, it's funny, but if you do spend most of your time watching that stuff, or if you're the person that probably creates it, kinda crazy. But, so that's not what the point of the video is. Overall, it's just, yes, introduction, understand the topics at hand that are going to be discussed in the future. It's also not a platform meant for just me. It's meant as a platform meant for those who listen. It's a platform meant for people who have things that are on the sheer that they feel like aren't spoken about enough, or maybe they just have a struggle finding the words, or maybe they just can't speak up for themselves. We've all been there, right? Even now, me, like I said, I'm gonna be as transparent with this podcast as possible. I struggle with a bunch of things. Even this, I'm great at talking, I'm great at understanding people, I'm great at understanding situations, even if I may never experience them at first hand. But when it comes to talking, back to that whole friendship thing, I do it more comfortably in a group of people I am very comfortable with. In a public room of me talking, if it's not people I'm comfortable with or I don't feel like understand my views, I will not raise my voice. Because what's the point? So I'm going to feel a little bit anxious, feel a little bit stupid, feel me? Especially if a lot of the responses I get aren't reciprocated with the same amount of acknowledgement to the situation that I'm being very expressive about. So I feel like there's a bunch of people out there that may feel that same way, right? Or even if you don't, even if you want to share something of your own, right? Sending something out there, make sure it's put out there. That's great enough, right? Because speaking about it could go a long way. Me personally, it's been like a struggle finding a bunch of things that I could be strong about, a bunch of things I could be passionate about, view myself, right? And just be like, I could do this. Now, of course, we could do many things. We underestimate ourselves all the time, right? What I'm saying is, strictly when it really does come to putting a passion towards a goal and towards a career, towards a future, it tends to be hard. Because when you think of passion, you might lean towards something that isn't really career-based. Or maybe you might lean towards a hobby more. You think of passion, you think of something that you just feel so wholeheartedly about, and it's just do all the time. Right, if I'm playing video games all the time, yeah, that's great. That's a nice hobby. That's something I feel comfortable doing. Passion-wise, not for me. Some people can make that a passion, which is very respectable. For someone like me, I enjoy it. I love it. It's fun. Passion-wise, no. Because what I'm passionate about, above everything else, is strictly helping people. Right? And along those lines, considering a therapist, psychologist, wouldn't be far out of, you know, my interest. But I feel like I said, I'm be as real as possible. I want to help more people to just sit in a room with someone and base my answers and diagnosis on them through science and what I've learned. Right? I've experienced therapy. And with the therapist I've had, she was great. I much loved her. But overall, outside of that, I feel like most therapists don't have the strongest connections with you as you'd wish. Because sometimes, the more you really realize that you don't need a therapist, you might really just need a friend. You might need someone that you can rely on, right? Whether you seek that in a family member, a friend, a relationship, an animal, a hobby, something that's inanimate, it doesn't matter. Most of the time, you just need someone that you feel like is going to support you and that you can lean back on at all times. I very much cherish that. And I make sure that my friends, as well, the relationships I enter, understand that if they do need something to fall back on or rely on, I could be that person, because that's what's important in the day. Most people don't need a whole heart therapist unless it's just something that, yes, not all people can control, not all people are educated on. If they really need a diagnosis, if they really need a help, don't get me wrong, go for it. If you believe it's going to be beneficial for you, go for it. But if you think something else is the solution, do that too. For example, if I'm sick, I might not always just take medicine, right? Because medicine don't always make us feel just all skippy in a matter of 30 minutes, right? Let's say I have a bad fever and my face is burning. And I think what might help me is just getting up and dump my face in a, you know, bowl of cold water. That might help me more than getting up and taking some medicine. Because the way I feel is the way I know my body personally, right? And maybe that's helping the past. Maybe, yeah, getting up and dumping my face in a bowl of cold water has cleansed, you know, my sicknesses opposed to the actual medicine. Right? Scientifically, it might not make sense. I understand that. But at the same time, understand that no one's going to know you better than yourself, ever. Truthfully. No matter how much you may want someone to know you, at the end of the day, it's all up to you knowing yourself as best that you can. Because what people may know you for can always change. There's a bunch of people where I know them, where I knew them, and my image of them is just strictly the image that I met, right? Whereas if I come across with them today, it's a whole new person, and I may only know 5% of this new image, because a whole different variant of who they are. Now, they may have known themselves maybe only 60% before. Maybe now they know themselves 100%. In my view, I might have thought I knew them 100%. But looking now, I hardly know them at all. because only they know themselves. Therefore, when it comes to you and what you find to be important for yourself or you may find beneficial for you, that's something that you can only truly know, right? I try to help people with their passions all the time, but at heart, I remind people that that's something that only you can ever truly know the answer for. I can recommend you something. People have recommended me something. To be honest, this podcast is recommended by a beloved teacher of mine, Mr. Riley. But when it comes to my passion, the overall topic and idea of what I want to go for, that's only something that I know. Like I said, you get an interpretation. You may get a lucky guess. But word for word, I can only know what it is that I want. And like I said, that's helping people. Being there for others, providing a safe place for others. Above all, like I said, that's my favorite thing to do. Always has. And I understood that and I learned that at like age, I'm gonna say like I shot like 11 or 12, right? Just being there, helping people with whatever I can. I've never been able to stick with a bad heart, right? I'm not gonna say I never did bad things or had bad intentions or felt negative towards someone else, but ultimately it never felt right holding on to grudges or planning to do wrong to somebody, right? Let's be like bringing it back to gaming, right? Playing a game that I know will bring out the worst of me, right? Or get me very heated or toxic towards other people. That's not great. I don't want to be frustrated with you. I don't want to curse you. I don't know you, right? Now, some people do like to just troll and just do stuff all the time, but ultimately, that's not the way you want to do it. Mental health is what I was going to discuss more over for this video in particular, because this is still the introduction video. As for every other video, I'll cover more other things as I grow to obviously get to these topics, or people reach out to me to give me topics of their own. At first, I'm just going to start small, obviously with close friends, close family members, and just get their opinions, some of my little own opinions, and then strictly at the end of the day, what I want is just for people to come to me with things that they want to share out. Doesn't matter what it is, just strictly people come to me about things that they feel passionate about, that they want and feel like they need that be said, right? Nothing else with that at heart. That's what I want is, yes, people reach out to me, what is something that you just feel like needs to be spoken about, something that you may struggle with, something that you see other people struggle with, doesn't get the light it deserves, come to me about that. But even then, not just that, of course, like I want to shed the light and spread the awareness to topics that aren't often spoken about, especially not on the podcast I see. At least I'm not gonna just shade podcast, but I've watched a few here, and I will admit some of them need to be speaking. Now there are some great ones out there. I can't name a few at the current moment, but yeah, from some that just pop up on my feed, it's like, what am I watching, bro? What are we talking about here? How did we get here in the first place? I don't know if that's just me, but I'm just gonna keep it as real as possible. But like, even if someone were to reach out to me and they were dealing with something that they just want to, like I said, some people just need a friend. Maybe you can't pay for therapy, maybe you don't feel like therapy fits you, and I can understand that, right? Like I said, therapy and psychology could be my like side passion, right? If I want to go into that for a career. But ultimately it's not my main passion. I don't feel like it's helping as many people as I would love to, right? For something as little as this currently, it could still reach a bunch of people, right? Even if it only gets a couple likes, a bunch of people view that. And there's been videos in the past where I've seen, right, that just came up on my page, right? And those have helped me in that current time. Now obviously I might not have held on to them for more than like a couple days, but like ultimately seeing them, right, may have boosted how I was feeling that night, right, may have boosted my confidence, right? And they probably did the same thing for other people as well. Because those little small videos are still very important. And they could go a very long way. Asking anything, any little thing still carries the amount of weight as other things. Simple as that. Like, it doesn't matter if you come to me with what you consider a small problem. I'm going to view that as I would view any other problem. Because it's still a problem at the end of the day. And I feel like that's what some people do, is they try to put like a number on their problems, as in like, this is the worst one, this is the least worst one, or something of the sort. And at the end of the day, it's still a problem, no matter what you try to put it as, right? still an issue and something I want to address. Right, as your my partner, right, if she has something going on, big or small, I'm here for it. Right, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to work. Right, or some people might do the opposite of, like, kind of lowering the severity of the problems to make it seem not as bad. Some people might do that for their own, like I said, lack of accountability. Some people might view their problem as just like, it's nothing crazy, right? It's something I could stop, that could, you know, anytime I want. And most of the times you'll hear those excuses when we're referring to drugs, right? We've heard those excuses all the time. That's why I could never take part in them, because I would never want to end up like that. A person that just thinks they have full control over something that they don't. We can only control so much, and when you put something in your body as much as you do and don't realize how much you hold on to that and don't feel like you can function with that, it's a problem. You know, I feel like with this generation, there's a lot of things that we hold on to. It doesn't have to be drugs or, you know, things of that sort. But there's a lot of things that we hold on to and then that we don't realize how much they affect us, right? Whether we just believe it's just for the moment or it's not as bad as we paint it out to be or other people paint it out to be. But we really know deep down it is. We know we can't control it. We know we can't ultimately do anything about it because, you know, our heart's going to do it at once. And we're going to follow that every time, right? Because it's very impulsive. The heart can be very impulsive at times. We won't think things through as much as we should, right? And ultimately, that's been one of my biggest growths. And why I slightly start to overthink more things and overplan things, because I don't want to rely on impulse. I don't want to rely on what my heart believes, because I know it could get me in some situations that I wouldn't prefer. Whereas when you take the time to think, you take the time to analyze, you take the time to actually properly address the situation, you realize just how much you save yourself from actually getting into. But we all make mistakes. It's not something new. It's not something inhuman. It's not something, you know, uncanny, right? This is something that we all go through. We just gotta address that. We gotta be comfortable with our mistakes and learn with that. And I feel like that's one of the biggest steps in at least mental health, especially with mine, is understand that there are some things that we can control, something that we just can't. And we should never apply all the pressure and guilt to ourselves, right? I know I've done that many a times. Things that were far beyond my control. Some things that I didn't have to put the blame on myself for. Yeah, I'm still sitting there taking all the guilt while the person or the thing that making me feel so guilty is still none of it. Because they're not doing what I'm doing. They're not self-doubting themselves. They're not, you know, mentally self-harming themselves, right? But we tend to do that because we want to, in some way or fashion, we want to be the hero. We want to be the one that doesn't make other people suffer, right? But at the same time, it doesn't hurt to be selfish when it's for your own betterment. Especially if it comes with mental health or you needing, yes, your space or just, yeah, if you got boundaries, it does not hurt to be selfish. It's you. If it applies to you and if it benefits you and it helps you, and just in some major or minor way it hurts the other person, sometimes it's okay. Sometimes okay. Not just up and blatantly to, you know, just hurt someone and just be like, oh, I had to do that for myself. No, not something like that. But let's say you have to reject somebody because you're not in the right space for a relationship. That is perfectly responsible thing to do. You don't want to hurt this person because you still need to heal and you don't want to feel like they're trapped or you don't want to bring them in something that neither you are ready for. They may be ready, but ultimately you're not ready. And that creates a not ready relationship, you know? So there are certain things where, yes, you can put yourself first, and that is one of the first steps of what you want to do with your health, is start with the mental health, put that first above everything else health-wise. Because without the mental health, you won't really have anything else. If you are not right mentally, how can you better yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, right? Spiritual health and mental health can go hand in hand. Depending on how well your spiritual and mental health are in the first place. If you feel like you have a great spiritual that could benefit your mental, right? Keep it more relaxed, keep it more calm, right? Give you the clarity that you need so that your mental health doesn't just go all feral on you, right? But when it comes to like things like emotional and physical, you can only monitor those things so much, You can't fully analyze what's going on in your body all the time unless you're going to a trusted doctor. And sometimes with our emotions, we don't know what to do with them. I know I don't all the time. Right now, I feel calm, you know, clear as day. But let something random happen, like, I don't know, house catch fire, then it's like I'm going to be heated, very frustrated. And in that moment, I cannot control my emotions. I might not even know what's going on in my emotions because I'm feeling a whole bunch of things, right? Feeling sad, distraught, aggravated, you know, despair, whatever. But with your mental health, only you can really know how to help you, because no one else really can. At the end of the day, we don't know you like you know you, right? And I feel like that's, like I said, it's the accountability factor. That's something that you have to take charge for. Same with passion, it goes hand in hand. These are things that you have to take you have to take power, right? Give it to yourself. Take charge. Do that for you. So many people can do that for yourself, but by doing that for you, they take a part of themselves too. So I feel like that's a very important thing to remember. Is, of course, you don't want to be a burden to someone. You mostly aren't a burden to anyone. But it is always important at the end of the day to make sure you are taking accountability and responsibility for everything that you do. Because at the end of the day, it could affect someone else. And you don't want to do it. You don't want to hurt yourself, but you also want to hurt people closest to you, which we all know. So just do what works best. Right? And I think that's what helps. Because mental health, for people that don't feel like they understand what it means to be struggling with it, just picture you have a garden, right? Picture you have like a garden. And let's just say it's winter, right? It's winter. It's already bad season, right? And let's say you have very bad soil, right? And you try to plant anything in that garden, it's not going to work. Let's say you try to plant an emotional plant, a physical plant, a relationship plant, a career plant, whatever you try to plant, all right? As long as your mental health soil is not doing great and the weather isn't doing great, whether that could be the environment or anything else you could substitute in for that, nothing else is going to work. Let's say it's spring or autumn and your soil is rich. Whatever you try to plant following that will be most likely a success, right? Because the heart of everything is the success, right? And your mental health can pose as the heart at times, because overall it does have links and connections and control over the rest. Because if that's unstable, everything else begins to get unstable, right? Like the world, if there's an earthquake going on in that region, that area is getting all shaky. Guess what happens to the ground, the houses nearby, the trees, whatever? It shakes, right? So you don't want yourself to shake constantly and make you and the surroundings unstable. You wouldn't want that for yourself. So whatever way you could feel like you can empower yourself and, you know, view yourself in a better way, do it. There may be words for that. There may be things that people throw at you just because you decided to put yourself first, or they see it as a delusion, or whatever you need to do for yourself, just do it. That's all I would say. If it is a little bit delusional, narcissistic, whatever, these are things that people probably don't fully grasp the definitions of, and we'll just clearly throw out there. Ultimately, though, like I said, if it benefits you, go for it. Right? Like I said, at the heart of everything is you. Right? And if you and your heart aren't in sync and aren't doing the best, you can only expect so much for the things surrounding you. But I'm going to stop the video for sure. I just wanted to introduce myself, right? For the first video, I just wanted to have a proper introduction. I did post a video prior, which I don't know how many people have seen that, probably none. But I want to post this video as like a proper introduction, more formal, right? And just kind of putting it out there in terms of an idea and, you know, my end goal of what I want for this, for just this whole idea in general, you know. But I'll see you on the next one.